Page 59. Lagoon. Document 4.
Excuse me, sir, he called to a man rushing by. Sir, I beg, may I borrow your phone? The man stopped and turned to him with eyes so wild that Agu stepped back. Eh, the man said, frowning and stepping toward Agu. My phone, you say? There was a loud crash. Agu and the man whipped around. There were cheers as someone smashed through a computer storefront window. The alarm went off as over 30 people rushed in. Then it died. Agu could hear the people inside. Yes, Agu said, fighting to focus. I just need... Why? The man said, now narrowing his eyes. Why do you want to use my phone? What for? To reach my friends, Agu begged. Please, oh, something is happening on Bar Beach. I have to. Your friends? What about Bar Beach, eh? Are you one of them? The man gasped, stepping further away. He spoke in Igbo. Do you want to communicate with them? What? Agu asked in English. The man turned on his heel and ran off, as did a few others who had heard what the man said. Agu felt the air leave his lungs. Something was very wrong. Looters, rioters, several of them stopped to stare at him. Some moved toward him. A group of area boys gathered to his left. This man! A woman shouted, pointing at Agu. She had short, wild hair and no shoes. She looked like she just walked out of the ocean herself. He is one of them. Look, Am. Get Am. He is one of them. I saw him go into the ocean last night and come out. Her eyes bulged with madness. He was taken by the aliens and infected with alien disease.
Neddy Okorafor, Lagoon, 2014.